AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Meta's CEO has taken a stand in a landmark social media trial. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Mark Zuckerberg testified in a Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday as lawyers for a young woman known as KGM tried to prove that social media companies deliberately addict children and harm their mental health. Attorney Mark Lanier presented internal documents that seemed to contradict the Meta CEO's congressional testimony when he denied that Instagram employees were told to boost the time teenagers spent on the platform. The tech mogul mostly stuck to his talking points and deflected questions about whether Instagram is addictive. Outside court, Juliana Arnold with the group Parents Rise says she thinks the trial is exposing how social media companies need to be regulated and held accountable.
The whole world now knows what's really going on in Meta, and that anything that they say or do, we cannot trust.
Meta and YouTube, which is owned by Google, are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snapchat settled out of court before jury selection began.
Most Federal Reserve officials want to see progress on inflation before supporting more rate cuts. AP correspondent Mike Kempen has more.
Lower inflation is needed before many Fed officials will agree to rate cuts this year. Minutes of last month's meeting show the vast majority of the 19 people on the Fed's rate-setting committee said there were signs the job market is stabilized, and most felt the Fed's key rate is close to a level that neither stimulates nor restrains the economy. The minutes underscore the divided nature of the committee. Several officials say more cuts will likely be appropriate if inflation continues to decline. But some officials favored keeping rates unchanged for some time. And several others say they could have supported the next Fed move being either a cut or a rate hike if inflation remains above the 2% target.
This is AP News. Crews found the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers near California's Lake Tahoe and were searching for one more after they were caught in an avalanche. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
Captain Rusty Green with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office.
It was reported by the individuals that survived that they were attempting to go out as a group, that someone saw the avalanche, yelled avalanche, and then it overtook them rather quickly.
3 of the 9 people killed were working for Blackbird Mountain Guides. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon said investigators would look into the decision to proceed with the trip despite the forecast for relentless weather.
Clearly, we were able to communicate with them during the avalanche. What kind of communication lines they had as they were out in on their 3-day tour trip, I can't speak to that. Those are all questions that we're asking.
6 people survived. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.